Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today over the telephone, as he does once a week, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And, you know, we get together once a week just to kind of tell people what the conditions are like up there on the skyline and in that area. And there's a storm coming through this weekend that could cause some serious concerns, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about with Brett this morning. Brett, how are you today?
Awesome. I'm doing great. Yeah, a real exciting winter, and it looks like it's going to continue.
It is. It just never ends around here. It's a constant barrage of snow, and you know what? We need it. We do need it. I'm not going to complain about getting the snow, but you said that this storm that's coming through is going to maybe put some question marks out there.
Yeah, you know, we've been dealing with a fairly low to moderate avalanche danger for quite a while now. We've had some small storms and a little bit of wind, and that always creates a little bit of hazard along the highest ridge lines. But this storm coming up is going to be different. It's very wet, and it's very warm, and it's going to be windy. So these combinations, this is something that's got me concerned, and it's a shift from the pattern we've been dealing with. So the message is that folks are going to want to really throttle back a bit and use a little more caution here over the weekend.
Now, is this one of those things, and with all that you just mentioned, you know, wind and maybe the possibility of snow and rain mix plus the temperatures, and no pun intended when I say this, is this possible like maybe a perfect storm when it comes to maybe some avalanche concerns?
It's pretty interesting, and it definitely has the potential to cause some problems. The first thing is that lower elevations, like I was saying to you earlier, we could see rain up to 8,000 feet or possibly higher. So anytime we get rain on top of snow, this is a red flag. And so we have snow quite low into the valleys. And so these lower elevations, we could see avalanche concerns there. Also, folks should be really aware of snow sliding off their roof. If you have a roof that's got a bunch of snow on it right now, and we start to see rain, good chance that's going to loosen those slabs of snow on your roof, and that could be a really dangerous situation, something you don't think about. So this odd storm is kind of producing conditions that we haven't been used to, and definitely something that folks should be paying attention to through the weekend.
All right, so as we sit right now, it's definitely, once again, you know what, we always try to reiterate, we don't want people to just stop going out and recreating, but these are just some things that you need to take in mind and into consideration as you head out. And once again, of course, you'll be able to find all this information on the website as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the best approach. If you're going to go into the mountains, just know the conditions before you go up there, so you know what kind of terrain that's appropriate for recreating during that day. And you can access that daily avalanche forecast at UtahAvalancheCenter.org. Just search for the skyline, and you'll get the daily forecast, which is updated by about 7 o'clock each morning. And it'll tell you what the overall danger rating is. It'll tell you about snow amounts that we've received and how much we're going to expect, and wind speeds and temperatures and all this stuff that we're talking about here. And hopefully that information can help folks make wise decisions for recreating up there.
And I guess maybe we need to take a step back and just kind of let people know, when we have the snow and the rain, and then we've talked about in the past how wind is a big factor when it comes to avalanche concerns. What does the rain add to it?
Yeah, so the rain, basically, it falls on the snow and it percolates through the snowpack, and it'll find any change, layer change within that snowpack, and basically it just lubricates it and loosens it up, and that's where the avalanches will start failing, is where that rain percolates through the pack and loosens those layers up. In simple terms, rain on snow is never a good thing. So if we're seeing rain on snow and you're thinking about going out and recreating, again, avoid any steep terrain. You can go out and recreate around in the mountains safely as long as you avoid steep terrain. That is the key to staying safe from avalanches out there. So rain on snow, no good. Avoid steep terrain, especially those lower elevations.
All right, and I think that it was good, the analogy that you used, like getting rain on snow when it's on the roof of your house. It does. It just tends to hit that snow, and it just slides off in big sheets, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah. And there's definitely been accidents where people have gotten killed from the snow sliding off the roof unexpectedly. You know, if you're walking underneath and the thing releases right then, bad news. So this is definitely a concern, and we'll be talking about a bunch about that, trying to warn folks throughout the entire state, because there's a lot of places that have a significant amount of snow on their roofs right now.
All right. So once again, if you need any information, if you're planning on going out this weekend, nobody's telling you that you can't, but go prepared and go with the best information possible. And that's right there on the website of the Utah Avalanche Center. And what's that website address one more time?
Yeah, it's utahavalanchecenter.org. And again, like I say, we've had pretty calm and quiet avalanche conditions for a while, and this is going to be a little bit different. So it's just time to take a step back and play things a little bit more cautiously this weekend.
Just be careful as you're heading out there. Have fun,
but still
be careful, right?
Exactly.
All right, Brett, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it, and we'll get in touch with you again next week.
That sounds good. Thanks a bunch, Dave. Talk to you then.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.